Okay, we're recording. Thank you,
Lisa. Cheers, thank you very much. Welcome everybody to Charlborough Council's Cabinet meeting this evening, 16th of November. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording will be made available via the Council website. In addition, under the Local Authorities Executive Arrangements, Meetings and Access Information England Regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. Which takes us to item one, apologies.
Councillor Jones.
Cheers, thank you very much. Item two, disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Councillor Blatchford.
I'd like to declare a non-registrable interest in item six on the agenda. My daughter is a member of Starlight Youth Theatre. In addition, I'd like to declare a registrable interest on item six. As a member of Mount Sorrel Parish Council, the Parish Council having previously supported Friends of Mount Sorrel Gardens.
Cheers, thank you very much. So for just getting some advice for that item, you will not
leave
be joining
room,
us.
Yeah, okay,
thank you. Item three, leaders' announcements. I have no announcements to make. Item four, minutes of the previous meeting, which have been published and circulated. Are there any matters arising or anything anybody wishes to comment on the minutes? If not, we'll accept them as a true record and I will sign them. Thank you, and hand them back to Laura. Item 5, questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7. No questions were submitted. So we will now swiftly go to item 6, Charma Grants.
And
Councillor Blatchford will call you in after this item.
Thank you.
Can I ask Councillor Tillotson to introduce the report?
Thank you, Chair. In Councillor Blackshaw's absence, I'm happy to present the second round of community grants that are recommended for approval. This is pages 8 to 35 of your reports pack, and we'll do our best to answer any questions anyone may have.
Brilliant, thank you very much. We're joined by Peter Oliver, Director of Housing and Wellbeing. If there's anything further you'd like to add, Peter, to the report, if not, I'll go to questions from members.
Thank you very much.
Any questions from anybody around the Cabinet? No? Brilliant, thank you very much. Councillor Finson, back to yourself.
Right, thank you. I've got no issues myself, so I'd like to recommend approval of this report.
Oh, brilliant. Do we have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Tadija. All in favour? Thank you very much, that's unanimous. Yeah, we'll just wait for Councillor Blatchford to join us and we'll move on. Thank you, Councillor Blatchford. Item 7, tenancy policy. I ask Councillor Hamilton to introduce the report.
Thank you for that. So you'll find it starting at page 36 of the document. And this is simply to amend the tenancy policy to present to you for your approval, recommending that the tenancy policy as Appendix A be approved. And the reason really is removing a risk that we now have associated with flexible tenancies. I think one of the things you've noticed has been consulted with the Housing Management Advisory Board, the Chambered Housing Residents Forum, and both endorsed this revised tenancy policy.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. I've got Peter Oliver, Director of Housing and Wellbeing, with us as well. So, is there anything further you'd like to add?
The report is a reasonable than landmark ruling that means that recovery of a fixed term tenancy is now replete with risks, many of which are quite difficult to avoid, hence the spreading of forward.
Cheers, thank you very much for that clarification. Do any members have any questions of either Colin or Peter? Okay. Councillor Hamilton, back up to yourself.
Right, well, nothing more to say than that I recommend that this amended tenancy policy as attached to the appendix D be approved. Appendix A be approved.
That's it. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second you.
Thank you, Councillor Green. All in favour? Thank you, it's unanimous. We move on to item 8, HRA business plan and capacity update. We also have a scrutiny commission report on this. Councillor Hamilton, if you'd like to introduce the report.
This is simply the HIV business plans for 2023-2053, a capacity review, friend of the appendix one, so it's page 55 onwards in your report. In addition, it's also recommended that a further review of this HRA business plan be undertaken in 2024-25. So the reason for this is set out in a revised financial framework for the council intends to meet the investment requirements necessary to deliver the landlord services and retain its HRA properties over the next 30 years. Of course, there's a very long-term horizon, so associated with that is also to closely monitor projections concerning sensitivity at national level. And so these are the things, the external factors we have to monitor as well, so inflation, government rent policy, and so on. We need to have some framework moving forward for investment requirements, but there is monitoring in place associated with that.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. Before I go to Peter Oliver, we have Councillor Seaton here, who is the Chair of the Scrutiny Commission. We've had the report circulated. Councillor Seaton, welcome to the meeting. Is there anything further you'd like to add to your report?
No, the meeting discussions is as read there. The only thing I'd like to add to that is the Commission was further advised that it was the view of the Director of Housing and Wellbeing that a review should be taken annually. To ensure that the desired outcome will be met throughout the period. So whether that is something that is desirable to happen. So, but the Commission, having carefully considered the questions, would support the recommendations as set out for the reasons it's set out. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Seaton. We all welcome feedback from scrutiny and we'll take that point on board of the annual review and we'll pass that on through Colin to the officers to bring back to yourselves. Peter Oliver, would you like anything further to add before we go?
No, just in the current context, a regular review of the business plan is appropriate, hence the recommendation that we do next year.
Brilliant. Cheers. Thank you very much. Colin? Members, any further questions on this business plan? No, thank you very much.
Thanks for that. Although, to say, as I thought, it was actually a rather good meeting at scrutiny where it was given a thorough kind of, there was good questions asked, because it's such large sums of money, but over the long term, I mean, there was that comfort of, you know, of monitoring put in place manage your investment strategy moving forward. So just go back to say the recommendations in front of us this evening is that the HRE business plan 2023-2053 in capacity review opinions 1 be approved and that further review of the HRE business plan be undertaken in 2024-2055. The reasons are set out on page 55.
Brilliant. Can I have a second, please?
I second that.
Thank you, Councillor Blackshaw. All in favour? Cheers, thank you, Atina. Thank you very much. We move on to item 9, which is the Treasury Management Strategy, AIS and MRP Policy Mid-Year Review. I'm going to ask Councillor Ashcroft to introduce the report, please.
Okay, thank you, Peter. This report starts on page 80, and you can see it's the Treasury Management Update Mid-Year Review on the first 6 months of the 2023-24 year. The report reviews the credit management strategy, also the annual investment strategy, plus the various prudential borrowing and treasury indicators for the first 6 months. And the recommendation, the reason, the report also seen on page 80. Before I pass on, I just want to sort of thank Neil and Sarah for stepping up. As we know, Leslie, the head of finance, has been ill for a while, and I think they've done a tremendous job in stepping up and putting together this very comprehensive report.
Yes, thank you very much. We echo Councillor Ashcroft's words there, Neil and Sarah. Thank you very much. I have you both on screen. Is there anything further you'd like to add to the report?
Hi. So it's just to conclude that we haven't actually not done anything differently over the first half of the financial year to what was set out in the original Treasury Management Strategy Statement that was approved in February 23. No boundaries have been amended and we haven't taken out any more borrowing. We've now completed the 4.1 million forward funding for the enterprise zone, which is a positive and hopefully will assist with job creation in the borough. And another positive is that interest receipts for the first half of the year are 1.3 million, so we're already 300,000 above budget for the period.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah. That's very encouraging to hear, especially the job creation in the borough. Excellent. If there's nothing further to add, Neil, members, do you have any questions at all for Bob, Ian or the officers? No, no further questions. Councillor Ashcroft, back to yourself.
Okay, so I'd like to move the recommendation to page 18. I think we recommend the council to note this mid-year review of the Treasury Management Strategy Statement, Prudential Borrowing and Treasury Indicators, plus the annual investment strategy as set out in Part B for the reason also given on page 18.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second that.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. All in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for attending the meeting. That's all the agenda items, and I close the meeting. Thank you. Thank you.